Praise the Lord. You know, this has been good, hasn't it? It's been good. Praise the Lord. I can't thank God enough for getting hold of me 45 years ago this month, Penny. it seems like just yesterday. Just goes so fast. Thank you, saints. Everyone says thank you for coming. I say thank you for having us. Thank you for Bobby and Carol. They have the sweetest grandchildren, and they are more fun. And I can stir them up good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Golden, for that message last night. Anyone who reads The Art of War on the way to a fellowship meeting, my kind of guy. Hallelujah. You know, I have a soldier laddie's son. You know what he's got on his big beefy wrist? He's got a tattoo. You know what that tattoo says? Big, black, bold letters. Big. Blessed be the Lord. Who maketh my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Praise the Lord. He gets more compliments and conversations from that tattoo. My soldier laddie's son. Praise the Lord. He is truly a sergeant first class. Love that kid. Praise the Lord. Here comes the butterflies, Brother Kevin. I don't know why. Just bear with me. Lord Jesus, bless this message. Make it simple. Make it understandable. Lord, you are to be worshiped supremely. That is what makes this place so special. You are to be first, foremost. You are to be lifted high. Lord, you are to be loved, and we love you. Lord, bless us today as we wind this thing up today. Give us your spirit and those ears to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you a question. Does this world, is this a generally positive world or kind of like a, you go out there, or is it negative? Which is it? Is it generally, there it is. It's negative. Down you go, you know, down you go. Years ago when I sold life insurance, sales manager said, don't be a sniop. I said, sure, I don't want to be a sniop. What's a sniop? He said, that's a person who's subject to the negative influences of other people. Okay, all right. Right now, we are on the cusp of a technological revolution like we have never seen. How many of us here, raise your hand if you have an iPhone or an iPad? Okay. I work for Apple anyway, no. On my iPad, I have a personal assistant. My personal assistant's name is Siri, S-I-R-I. I didn't want to have a woman personal assistant, so I changed his voice. I changed Siri's voice to a man, a British personal assistant. Makes me feel more important. Anyway, we're on this cusp of a robotic revolution. Got up one morning a few months ago. Siri, what is the temperature outside. The temperature in Ottawa, it's KS, he doesn't understand Kansas. The temperature in Ottawa KS is 19 degrees. Brr, it's cold outside. I'm going, Siri, I didn't need to hear that. Okay, so not only am I a sniop, but now I'm a snior. I'm a person who's subject to the negative influences of robots. That's where we're going. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. But I don't want to be those things. I want to be a spile. I want to be a person who's subject to the positive influences of the Lord. And beyond that, I want to be a stes, S-T-H-S, subject to the transformative experiences of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God! Glory to God! The transforming of the Holy Spirit, Romans 15, praise the Lord. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. That's what we want, don't we? We want that sense of peace to flood our souls. This has been wonderful here, Kevin. It's wonderful. If it weren't for Kevin, Jesse wouldn't have invited me. You know, just a side joke. Anyway. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you are also full of goodness, full of all knowledge, filled with all knowledge, able also to instruct one another. That's what we find when we come here. We find so many people who speak the same language. In Kansas City, the churches are so spread out, you know, you just feel all alone. But here, there's so many brethren that are able to speak the language, so to speak, are able also to admonish one another. Verse 15, I'm going to quote from Connie Bear. He says, yet I have written to you somewhat boldly in parts of this letter to remind you that because of the gift of grace which God bestowed upon me, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles, Brother Connor, you mentioned the heathen, those dark heathen, the offering up of these changed heathen into glorious people, people filled with the Spirit, transformed by the Spirit, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being hallowed by the Holy Ghost. Is Arthur here, or is he gone? I don't see him. My grandmother was the product of an illicit union in 1895 of a young Jewish lawyer and a teenage girl. That was scandalous in those days. They almost literally left her on the steps of a home which belonged to Captain Murphy in Terre Haute, Indiana. Captain Murphy fought in the Civil War. 30 years later, my grandmother's left on his steps. She looked like Golda Meir. Raised in this Christian family, didn't bother her. She didn't know she was adopted until she was 40 years old. But she knew the Lord, you know. And I thought about that. I've thought about that so often. What would have happened to my grandmother if they would have kept her? I wouldn't be here. You know, God works in wonderful ways, doesn't he? Praise the Lord, his miracles to perform. Verse 17, and I've got to get going here. He makes this statement, and we are going to apply this, we're going to lift it up out of its context, and we're going to run with it a little bit. I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. Paul had a position, he had a responsibility, and the wording says, I have something. He had a possession. We're going to lift that up and we're going to apply it to ourselves. I have. Thank God. Frankie, I enjoyed your message this morning. Thank God, hon. You know, he means so much, doesn't he? He's wonderful. In those things, I glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to that which you cannot get higher, to the absolute, to that which is final, to that which there is no court of appeal. Praise the Lord. And when I think of that, God touched my life so many years, and now for me to live is Christ, and to die is what? What's it say? Gain. That changes everything, hon. Can I ask how old you are?
15.
Wow, 15. Those were the days. I know I look like I'm your age, but I'm in my 60s. I just hate to say that. But, okay, where am I going with this? Okay. But God, okay. And this idea of living this life in the flesh, like Penny said, to me, to live is this man. This morning, Jan got up and she, in the shower, laying there in bed, and I'm thinking about Jesus, Brother Jesse, and I just started weeping. You know? Just the tears just come out. This is my Savior. To me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Skipping verses. 1 Corinthians, like Donald Trump would say. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 48 and 49. As is the earthy, such are they also that are heaven, earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as is the earthy, I'm sorry, and as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. This is what makes this so much fun. Okay? This is what makes this so compelling and intriguing. We are going to bear, Susie. See, I have to keep drawing people in because I see eyes closing and we're going to bear the image of the heavenly. How many of us have heard of the Red Bull Stratos project? Jan, I'm the only one. Oh, okay. All right. The Red Bull Corporation financed this helium balloon over the sands of Roswell, New Mexico, on October 14th, 2012. This man named Felix Baumgartner, he's Austrian, he's the one who parachuted off of the statue of Jesus in Brazil. He flew a carbon wing over the English Channel. So there in 2012, in October, he took this helium balloon, put him in this capsule, which had a door in it, and he's in this spacesuit, and he began to ascend. Hold that thought for a moment. What is the deepest into the ocean men have gone? Marianas Trench. What part of the Marianas Trench? The very lowest tip. There's a place called the Challenger Deep. You know how deep it was, brother?
30,000 feet.
Well, no, not quite that deep. Okay. Just about 11,500, somewhere in that feet, okay, deep. Okay. And in 1960, these men went down to just under 11,000 feet. That's the deepest they've been in the ocean, okay? We've had 12 men walk on the moon, okay? But most of us spend our time between 33,000 feet and sea level. But most of us do that, right? Okay. Mr. Baumgartner is ascending, right? Finally, in order to test the limits of human endurance, he was supposed to go to 181,000 feet. But he went to 100 and just under 180. And then he jumped. Down, he sailed. Down, down, down. 1.25 times the speed of sound. The only man to be able to fly by himself without any engine power to break the sound barrier. At 4 minutes and 19 seconds, he pulled the parachute and glided to Earth. He wasn't ready to give up his earthly image. You know what the scripture says? Seeing then, Hebrews 4:14, that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heaven. The New International Version says he passed through the heavens. Isn't that wonderful? We have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. Hebrews 7:26, for such a high priest was befitting for us. Isn't that amazing? Jesse, isn't that amazing? You know, we're cut out of the same stock that those dogs ISIS are cut out of. Those heartless men. But it was fitting for us sinners that he would become our high priest. He's holy. He's harmless. Pardon me. He's undefiled. He's separate from sinners. And made higher or exalted over the heavens. What does it say in Ephesians 2? We are what? We are seated in the heavens with him. So all the while I stand, I walk, and I run, all that time, Sister Roundtree, I'm seated in the glory. The glory. Oh, I think this stuff is wonderful. I love it. I love it. It's like Penny said. Is Penny? Here you are, Penny. She says, I love it. I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My soldier laddie's son. Talking to him. Talking to him about these atheists. Did you know that it's gotten so bad that the Archbishop of Chicago said recently, I expect to die in my bed, but he says my successor is going to die in prison. That's unheard of. What does he see that we don't see? Praise the Lord. John and I were talking about Stephen Hawking, the chair of theoretical physics at Cambridge University in England, astrophysicist, cosmologist. He can get up in front of a conference of astronomers and cosmologists. And as they stand up and they put forth their theories and their propositions, he's able to take each one of them apart, one by one. And they are astounded at his ability. John and I were talking. He says, Dad, how is it that a man of that smarts can miss this? I said, John, there have to be people like that. They have to be out there. It saddens you, but they have to be there. They are a fulfillment of the word of God. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. John, we are to take these statements at face value. We are to search them out, and we are to humble ourselves. That's what's so wonderful about this grace message. We humble ourselves before this Savior. We humble ourselves before this man through whom we glory. Praise the Lord. The night experiences, Brother, Sister Frankie. We have all of this doctrine. We have all of these wonderful things. We come to church and we have the fellowship. It's glorious. And yet, we have those night experiences. At night, in the hour of sorrow, when loved ones are buried from sight, 'tis then that his presence is nearest, for he giveth me songs in the night. My heart, another song, with its depths, as yet unexplored, except by its King, my beautiful Lord. What's read on its pages, no language can tell. He has the unfolding, Emmanuel. What's writ on its pages, no language can tell. It's not German or Russian. It's unsearchable. He has the unfolding. Praise the Lord. Emmanuel, glory to God. Real quick, Romans 8. Open your Bibles. I wasn't going to say this. I'm going to say this. When I had surgery on both my knees, when I was a sophomore in college, I woke up from under the anesthetic, and for a short time, I found myself focusing on two things at the same time. That is the only time in this human existence that I've ever had that experience. At night, Psalms 139. Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Romans 8. A recording is playing. Brother Clark. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen, hope that's in front of you, it's not a hope anymore. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? Thou knowest my down-sitting, Lord, and mine uprising. You know this blackness around me, and you know, Lord, there's these times when your presence has seemed to just kind of vanished. You understand my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. Here I lie here, and I hear a gentle sighing asleep next to me. But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience, wait for it. Praise the Lord. For there is not a word in my tongue, Lord, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Likewise, the Spirit also, he comes right up, comforts us. He shares with us. He helpeth our infirmities. We don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. And he that searches the hearts, this is what's so amazing about this. Hun, you trust in invisible things, and God makes them real to you. And there is no greater executive power than the Holy Spirit. He that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Such knowledge. It is too wonderful for me. It is high. How can I understand that? It's like David said, I will just take the cup of salvation and just drink some more. Brother Jesse, some weeks ago, you made this statement from the pulpit. My husband's got this. Remember that? So therefore, I can be about the business of the home. Praise the Lord. I think we'll end this up. I have, therefore, whereof I may glory in those things which pertain to God. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Folks, you are such an inspiration, and you're such a joy. You have been more than supportive, and we just love it.